Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up, and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People, the show where real people tell real stories that just may hit real close to home. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and I'm very excited because we have another Family Lore episode. And if you guys know Family Lore themed episodes on Chris vs. the People, honey, it's like Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever the big one is for you, you know? We just recently did a Family Lore episode just before the Jay Jordan episode, which, oh my God, I hope you guys watched that and enjoyed it. That was such a funny episode to make. I've really just loved our guest episode so much. And I've also, I hear you guys, I know you guys want phone calls incorporated in some capacity. So I thought, what a perfect thing to do on the after show. Go through some voicemails. So I'm going to start figuring out the logistics for that, but I'm very excited. Now, before we get to the phone calls, it is announcement time. Chris vs. the People is hitting the road this fall. We are going on tour and bringing the show to you. I'm very excited. The tickets are on sale now. You can get general admission or meet and greet. I love, 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 love the meet and greets. They are usually after the show, and they're just the best energy. Also, if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video episodes. I say it all the time how much I love the video episodes. And then finally, like I said, we're going to be doing the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, patreon.com/Chris Clemens. So go join and I'll see you there. Oh, we have a fun after show today. Oh my God. We're hearing about somebody whose like family secret was, or like they have a family secret where they had to up and move and like basically change their lives. So like very sad for that, very excited. But in the meantime, we have our very first caller. Hi, Corinne. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what wild family lore are you kicking this episode off with?
Hi, Chris. So I'm going to tell the story about the time that my aunt stole the money for her son's funeral expenses that we all pitched in for.
Her own son that passed?
Yes, her own son that had passed.
What in the Hallmark movie are you talking about? Okay, I mean, I'm sad. Take it away.
Yeah, so you know how like when you have that one family member where basically, you know, what is it, the Disney movie Encanto, where it's like we don't talk about Bruno. It's like we don't talk about that one family member.
I love that you just said that because I was editing a vlog that I'm putting up on my channel, and in it, I make a, are we not going to talk about, and then I said Bruno, and then I was like, why did I even say that? Like, that is, I just, anyways, I feel so seen by that. Okay, so your aunt is that lunatic in your family?
Yes, wholeheartedly. My mom despises her because of that, and my mom's a very easygoing person to get along with and everything, and she's like, I'm done with her. They're in a family of, I want to say six. So she's the eldest and my mom's the youngest too. So not a good look on both.
That's kind of shocking that it's the oldest. That's sort of the hot mess express.
Yeah. You'd be thinking it would be the youngest, but no, it's the oldest. So.
Wow. This is like playing, New York Times games connections where it's like the reverse rainbow. I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Roles reverse, so, basically.
So how long ago did her son pass, your cousin, I guess?
So, yeah. So he was older already, probably like in his 40s. So he was kind of like an uncle figure in a way, but not really like, you know, how uncles like would discipline and stuff like that. Be like, hey, I'm older than you. It was just more like a uncle-y kind of way. But it was, I want to say it was in 2016, 2017, around that era.
Okay. So like the last decade.
Yes. Yeah. So he had passed and everything. So obviously sometimes people don't plan for death and everything. So,
well, I was gonna say, was it sudden or was it something that, like,
yes, it was very, yeah, it was sudden. He had passed and everything too, but nobody really, like, obviously nobody expects that. So there was no casket, no headstone and anything like that. So my family, the nice people that they are, was like, hey, we're family, you know, we're gonna pitch in and stuff like that, even though we haven't spoken to you in years and you don't come around a lot.
Oh, so your mom and your aunt already sort of had beef before this all happened?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. I had an uncle that was their brother that had passed away too, and she didn't want to see him or anything like that as he was passing. So my mom is like she does not like him because of that.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I mean, say less. I'm definitely not on team aunt.
No, we not on team aunt. She was nice to me growing up, but then as you get older, you're like, hey, you're kind of a shitty person. Now that I'm conscious with everything, I have my frontal lobe developed.
No, the frontal lobe developing is a game changer. Like,
yes. So my family was like, yeah, we'll get together. We'll get money. My uncle helped pay for his headstone, pay for his casket and like the plot and everything too. He's actually buried right next to my uncle that had passed, the said one that my mom and my aunt, their brother and stuff like that too.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I think they were actually holding it for somebody else in our family, but during the circumstances it was last minute. So they were just like, all right, we're gonna dump him over here.
Oh my God, not like the fucking jacket being on reserve and they didn't answer the phone so you can take it now. Damn.
Yeah, it's the funeral world is weird, but yeah, so that's what happened. So they all got together. I found this out like, I want to say like years later. I want to say like 2 or 3 years like before, like I want to say I found this out in like 2022.
Oh, so you really found out after the fact.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. My cousin one time had come down and he was like, we were sitting around and we were like drinking at a bar and he was like, yeah, you know, aunt so-and-so, like remember when she stole all the money for cousin so-and-so's like funeral expenses? And I was like, huh?
You're like, no, I feel like that's one that I definitely would remember.
Yeah, I'm like, can you run it back, please? Like, reverse it back for a second. Start from the beginning. I want to know.
Wait, so your family didn't attend the funeral, so you had no idea that the money wasn't being put to its actual use?
No, so we did attend the funeral. We all went. It was a very small funeral. Not a lot of people went. I don't think he had a lot of friends.
So was there a casket?
There was a casket. My uncle did buy a casket. It was like, I think other expenses. He did have a girlfriend with a baby at the time. So I think it was expenses like towards that.
Oh, okay. Because like, I'm like, if she stole it, like how was there also a casket and a tombstone and everything? Okay.
Yeah, it was like other expenses too, like put money towards everything.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I put my Inspector Gadget glasses on a little too tight.
No, definitely. Yeah, because that's what I thought too. I was like, wait, so if she took all the money, why did we have a casket? Like, we had a funeral. I was there. I remember that.
Okay.
But I guess it was just like the money that they, like my family put together to like help.
For his family.
Yes. Like right after that and any, I want to say with the headstone as well. It was I remember it was with the headstone because with every letter, it's like a certain amount of money.
No, truly, like the funeral business is like, what am I fucking doing here making a podcast in my basement, respectfully? Like, why am I not? Oh, well, because I would literally be gagging the entire day if I worked at a moratorium. Jesus Christ.
I've thought about that as well, but then I think back at it, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
No, I can barely look when it's an open casket. You think I'm going to be able to prepare the open casket?
No, like, seriously, I'm like, no. Squinting. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want to look. I would look away for that, you know? Yeah, it was a mess. Yeah, so I guess it also had to do with the headstone as well, with like the lettering and whatever was on it. I think they put money towards as well. And I guess whatever money that they all put together, she just up and took it. And I have not seen her since. So
you're telling me nobody's seen her? And like, does anyone know what she did with the money? Like, how much money was it?
That I don't know. Nobody had told me that because also, again, too, I'm like kind of like the youngest.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, why would they tell a 16-year-old like how much money they gave?
Yeah. And even still to this day, I'm 28 years old and they still, certain things will come up in conversation. I'm like, when did this happen? And they're like, oh, we didn't want to tell you. I'm like, I'm basically an adult. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Wait, that's like kind of lit though that you have like banana lore.
Yeah.
Like you get to keep peeling and peeling and peeling and like you enjoy it over time. Like that's kind of fire.
And it's on both sides of the family too. My mom's side and my dad's side. There's like numerous things that I always keep finding out about. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, I apologize. I forget. I asked the question like 45 seconds ago, but do we know what she did with the money or is she just like started a new life?
I don't know what she did with it, to be frank with you. I know that she was a little bit of like a, you know, taking of illegal substances. So,
like, how illegal are we talking? Like,
not so she's a, she, weed not is not really the craziest thing. You know, she was a weed smoker, so it doesn't, that doesn't even count for anything.
Okay, I was just making sure we're on the same page as I look at my ashtray.
Yeah, no, she used to do like pills. There was like that same day too after he had passed. When we came home from like the hospital, because my whole family was there, like comforting her. And we were in my grandma's house, and she has like a pill container, you know, like the orange ones. And she's like, oh, you know, my head really hurts. And then she dumps it in her hand, and it's different pills of different sizes and colors. And I'm like, do you know which one that you're grabbing? And she's like, oh yeah, it's this one. And I'm like,
but honestly, 2 days after my kid died, I mean, I would be ingesting a pharmacy also, I fear.
Yeah, that too. But I was just shocked. I was like, oh, you remember them. I wouldn't remember what color they were or what.
That takes, like, was she employed?
That, I don't think she was. I honestly, Chris, I have no idea if she was, even since I was younger.
Okay, interesting. Because I'm just thinking, like, that is so fucked up. If your family gave her money to give to his family and she took it, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, I honestly don't even think that she had a job. She was just crazy.
Wow, that is crazy family lore. And then she seems like the kind of character that shows up every like 5 years and you guys like have a fun like weekend together where you guys like share the update.
Yeah, thankfully she doesn't come around, because my mom has always said if she comes around that she would like beat her up. So I'm like, see, okay, good.
Why are we doing UFC fighting on the fucking White House lawn? You know, like, put your mom and your aunt in a fucking grocery store together and live stream that. And honey, I would buy a front row ticket.
Oh, I wish. My mom is a good person. And if she were to see her out in public, she would be like, I don't even know who this man is. She would do something like that.
Not the Keke Palmer.
She would.
Holy shit. Wow. That is like some really deep family lore. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Of course, Chris. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm so excited about this. I've been like watching you forever.
Thank you. That is so fucking nice. I appreciate it.
Of course.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God. Guys. How? Like that was upsetting. Like, maybe it's because I gardened before this episode, but like, I don't know why I brought that up, actually, now that I mention it, but like, how, I'm so tired of like hearing about bad people and like she just gets away with it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Ugh. Okay, that family lore, I feel like started this episode off on a kind of a bummer of a note. No shade, Corinne. Okay, hopefully to lighten the mood, we have our next caller. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What insane family lore are you going to fill us in on today?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Okay, so the grandfather that raised me, and by the way, this is an incest, but the grandfather that raised me.
Bitch, pause right there. The grandpa that raised me, by the way, this isn't incest. You have got to be out of your fucking mind and off your goddamn rocker. That was the best introduction. Like, no, that is like when people say, like, your TikTok should be engaging and hooking in the first 3 seconds. Like, bitch, you have me. Okay, so what's going up with not incestual grandpa?
Oh, my gosh. And then it also gets worse. And my mom married two brothers. So.
Okay. Wait, how did we get my grandpa that raised me? By the way, not incestual.
It all connects.
Oh, okay. Connects. You know what? I'm going to take your word. I'm going to sit back and you're my shaman. Take me.
Okay. So my mom and my grandmother both married brothers eventually.
Okay. This feels like a fucking word problem in math class. I'm like, my mom and my grandma both married brothers eventually. Like, what? Is this a riddle? Am I trying to cross a bridge?
Kind of. They built a bridge and made a circle, essentially. A roundabout. That's what they made. They made a roundabout.
Okay, girl. I'm so fucking lost.
So my
okay.
Mom and...
I'm listening. Your mom and...
So my mom and my biological father got married, and then my grandmother, who was widowed at the time, met my father's brother, and they hit it off.
Okay.
It's a 20-year age gap. She's 20 years older than him.
Okay, thank you. I knew you were going to do one of those, like, quarter past 12, and I'm like, what time is that?
No.
Okay, so she's 20 years older. So your mom, I'm so sorry to the listeners out there that you're, like, listening to me doing long division out loud, but your mom married your dad, and he had a brother who your mom's mom married.
Yes, correct.
So, oh my God. So your grandpa was also your uncle?
My uncle. Yes. And I had known my uncle because my grandmother didn't meet my grandfather for like 3 years. So
my uncle. I have a timeout question mark, exclamation point.
Okay.
What? So who is your grandpa, like, that you're referring to at the beginning? Your dad's brother?
Yeah. I only, because, like, he came into my life, I think I was, like, 3 or 4.
Okay,
like,
so...
Like, I knew him as my uncle.
Okay, so he's technically, I guess, not your technical grandfather, but he's the one that you knew, like, your step-grandfather.
Yeah, he's the one who raised me. Yeah, he's the one who raised me as his granddaughter.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Sorry, I am just horrific when it comes to family trees, and this one is, like, the SATs of family trees.
I was going to say, I only know because I live it. Like, this is my life.
Well, I would hope you know. Yeah, for sure.
Also, my mom and her younger, like, there's only two of them. So my mom and her sister are 19 years apart. So my aunt is only 2 years older than me. So we went to the same middle school, elementary school, high school. And we don't know who her dad is, too.
Wait, wait, wait! You've got, Linda, listen, okay? What the fuck do you mean you went to middle school with your aunt?
Uh-huh. My grandmother had my aunt.
No, I get it, but what the fuck do you mean? You went to middle school with your aunt.
We went to the same exact elementary, and we were only a grade apart. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
I mean, there's a lot of worst parts.
Oh my God, this is fascinating because, like, I understand the, by the way, no incest. Like, the fact that this is, like, perfectly legal and, like, kosher. I mean, maybe it's a little distasteful, but, like,
it's a little weird.
I'm shook. I say it a lot on this show, but where is your TLC show?
I don't know, and I'm glad I don't know. Well, actually, it would be okay if I had one.
I mean, listen, I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah. And my grandmother, just some background on my grandma. She was like a very, she was the first woman to wear pants. She was like the first woman to have her own bank account, no husband attached. This is like 50, 60. She bought her own house by herself. She had 5 husbands, widowed 3 times, and then she divorced, I think it was the 4th one. And then she met my papa, like the one who raised me.
Your uncle.
Exactly. She said, if he dies, I'm done. And literally up until the day she died, she never got remarried. But she did, like, I guess, hook up.
No, grandma was riding a lot more than a wheelchair. That's for sure.
She, exactly. Up until, like, I think the craziest thing she ever did was my aunt, the one that I grew up with, like a sister, the one that's only 2 years older than me. So our boys are around the same age, and she had a birthday party for her 2 boys because they're in the same month. And my grandmother slept with her friend, who was 21 at the time.
Bro, I'm waving the white flag. I'm so confused by your family. It is crazy. I also think it's hysterical that you said the craziest thing your grandma ever did and then didn't follow it up with was marry her daughter's brother.
No, after her husband, like the grandfather, after my papa died, she didn't, I don't want to say she slept around because she doesn't drive. So, like, she couldn't get anywhere.
It sounds like she got a lot of places.
She did. She still did. Because, like, Lyft had just started.
Oh, my God. She's probably, like, the OG investor in Lyft. She's like, get me out of here and onto him now.
So my grandmother got upset when I turned off my Netflix. And my mom said the only reason why she wants it is so that she can watch her porn. So, like, the softcore international movies on Netflix, that's her jam.
Oh my God, Grandma didn't get run over by a reindeer. Grandma got ran through by Santa. Like, holy shit.
She would have been like, okay.
I mean, like, listen, if Santa tried to make advancements on me, I too would be like, hi, Santa. I've been a good boy, but I can be naughty for you. I don't know. Okay, sorry. I don't know why I'm like role playing to Santa right now. Okay, wow. You're in therapy, yeah? Or have been?
Oh, I've been.
That tracks.
Because when I turned 7, my biological father left and my mom married his brother, which meant that all 3 of them are brothers.
Wait. The original brother that your mother married, left the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandma took one of the brothers. You're telling me there's a third brother that your mom went with afterwards?
Oh, there's 12 brothers total. So my mom started seeing the one, I think he's like a year younger than my actual biological dad.
Oh my God, your mom and grandma are tag teaming this family of 12 men. Where the fuck is that TLC show?
And my grandmother on my dad's side, thank God, if I ever had to get to know another grandmother, I would hate it because she is amazing. So I'm kind of glad that my mom didn't meet somebody outside, because then I might have a new grandmother and I wouldn't like that, because I love my grandmother on my dad's side.
I mean, yeah, if my grandma was jerking it to Netflix, I'd love her too. I mean, that's fucking incredible. Holy shit. Thank you so much for giving us a glimpse into your family lore.
Of course, anytime.
I've like had to pick my jaw up off the floor like 4 times during this, and by 4 I mean like 14.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe you called me. Thank you so much. I was like, there's no way. He gets crazy stories.
Girl, did you not hear the fucking story you just told me? If not, go run it back when this episode comes out, because, sweetheart, you are not living a normal life. I fear that Stockholm is calling and they want their syndrome back.
You know what? It's okay. My kids are well adjusted now. I'm well adjusted for the most part, but it's been therapy since.
The fact that you can call into like a random podcast and like laugh about it, I think like you've come a long way.
There's nothing random about your podcast. I feel like I have been following you for the longest time. Like when you used to just go up to people on the street, when you react to like, my favorite is when you react to award show outfits.
Oh, thank you.
I have been following you. So I'm so honored. And when I saw like this podcast, I was like, maybe I will.
Babe, let me tell you, the honor is all mine.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God. Like, this is why I do what I do. That level of dysfunction, I like almost am speechless. That was mesmerizing. I'm like still doing the math of that family in my head and probably will be all night. Like, what? Huh? Anyways, we have to keep moving on because I will literally just sit here and try and figure that one out. But that was everything and more. I want to say a big thank you to today's sponsor, Vinted. I don't know about y'all, but lately I feel like I've been looking at my closet and feeling so uninspired, and that's because I realized that I haven't done a closet clean out in so long, and I would like to make some space for some new clothes, some new items. And that's why I love Vinted, because Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday sellers, you know, people like you and me, to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. The way I first learned about Vinted was because I was just a shopper buying clothes that people were cleaning out of their closets. The simplicity that comes with Vinted really is just the motivating factor for me. But then selling on Vinted is even better because, one, there's no selling fees, which means you get to keep everything you earn. But also, they make it literally so simple to list your clothes on Vinted. Like, cleaning out your closet and trying to earn a little extra cash from selling your clothes is already enough work. And I love that Vinted doesn't make it any more work. And now it just feels so nice to have a closet that isn't as cluttered, and it actually has room where I can put new pieces of clothing that I buy. When I buy clothes, I really love them. And so selling them is exciting to know that, you know, they're getting a whole new life, but also I'm making a little extra money. Now, if you're looking to clean out your closet or make room for some new things, I cannot recommend Vinted enough. The app is free to download. There's no seller fees, and listing items on Vinted is quick and simple. And then once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. Like I said, Vinted couldn't make it easier. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn. And for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the US on Vinted. I really couldn't be more stoked to have Vinted support the show. And with that being said, the phones are ringing. So let's get to that next call. All right. Anyways, we have our next caller.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What family lore are you going to share with us?
I am going to tell the story about how my uncle tried to hit my aunt with a car at a family reunion.
Wow, if that isn't a family reunion, I don't know what is. I mean, Daria, the floor is all yours.
Okay, so let me just kind of give a light bit of background. So these are not mentally stable people.
I just need you to know that I didn't think that based off of what I've heard so far.
This is on my mom's side, by the way. This is my mom's immediate family that we're going to be discussing today.
Okay, I love that you're throwing her right under the bus at the beginning. You're like, this has nothing to do with my dad. This is my mom's problem.
Oh, his family's crazy in a different way. We can talk about that at some other time.
Yeah, let's save that for a future episode, honey, because, oh my God.
Like, I swear that, like, when my grandmother and my grandfather got married, like, it should have been sponsored by Big Pharma, because like the constellation of unresolved trauma and mental illness that runs through that family could really provide material for at least 3 doctoral theses. You know, like it's a lot.
That was such an intellectual read. You fucking better. Okay. So when was this family reunion?
This was, oh goodness. I feel like I want to say like the late 90s. I was like in middle school.
Oh, we've got a vintage story. I love it.
Yeah, they don't really hang out as much as a family. And I mean, this will showcase kind of why.
No, and I'm just going to already assume that already makes sense.
Yeah, like the more lore and stuff I hear as I get older from like my grandmother, I like wonder how I tie my shoes in the morning. It's a true mystery.
No, it...
But like my mom's family, like... As siblings, like they used to fist fight, like, and throw each other over chairs and different things. And like my grandparents only intervened like when they got annoyed with it. So conflict resolution is not like their strong suit.
Okay. Okay. So how did this family reunion go so south? I mean, was like the fist fighting a normal thing? Like, cause based off of that, I'm like, well, yeah, okay. Your uncle trying to hit your aunt with a car makes a lot of sense. Like, I'm like, all right, case closed.
That was when they were growing up. I mean...
Oh, that's so true. As adults, I'm hoping they're not fist fighting.
So my mom, like, didn't ever let my sister and I attend the extended family reunions because she's like, they're too crazy. But meanwhile, the whole players in this story are her immediate family that we saw every single weekend. So I don't know what she was protecting us from.
Also, like, I can't imagine how much harder the extended family parties went. Like, did someone get shot out of a fucking cannon through a hoop of fire? I mean, like, this sounds like the Great Gatsby if he was checking into a methadone clinic. Like, I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah, but instead of, like, great wealth and great parties, it's like a bunch of, like, backwoods rednecks, like, with... like shotguns. Like it's a similar vibe, I guess.
I didn't think that it was the Great Gatsby, just for the record.
Yeah, this is Indiana, babes. It's not.
Oh my God, I'm coming there this fall and this is making me quite weary.
As you should be, honestly.
Oh yeah, no, I was weary before hearing the story, but wearier.
I mean, I won't invite them when I come, like.
Period. So true. Thank you for protecting me. So this was immediate family reunion.
Yeah, that are, yeah. Well, okay. It's my mom's extended family, but the people that decide to really show off the genes are my mom's immediate family.
Okay.
So from what I gather, you know, they gather at, I think it was some sort of park. I want to say outdoor park with shelters and the like. You know, many various carbohydrate-laden salads were had.
Ugh, the best kinds of salads, in my opinion.
Yeah, every kind of, you know, macaroni,
pasta,
combo that
yep,
you could possibly 100%. Think of. So the uncle in question, the runner overer, has a son. So my older cousin, who's a little bit older than I am. And my uncle has completely brainwashed this child from birth. He just kind of believes whatever my uncle says. So it takes like literally nothing to start him up. Like my uncle, for instance, he had bariatric surgery at some point and essentially needed like a boob job to kind of help deal with like the excess skin. Well, he convinced his son it was because he had Agent Orange exposure in Vietnam. But like he was drafted or whatever, but like they didn't let him out of boot camp because he got some sort of weird like rectal bleed thing. So they were just like, please just go home.
What?
So he never even saw action.
Oh my God. What are these sentences you're saying? This is fucking nuts. Like not boob job and bloody assholes. Like, oh my God. This fucking redneck has really gone through it.
I'm just like, that kind of like creates more questions than it answers. Like, what?
No, and I really think it's kind of brave of him to say, like, no, I didn't get a boob job. I had a bloody asshole. Like, my butthole was bleeding. Like, that's,
yeah,
in my opinion, worse. I'd take a boob job any day over that.
Yeah, he claimed it was Agent Orange, but he never even left the United States. I'm like, girl, like,
that's
what?
Kind of incredible, though.
So the other thing too is that this uncle is my grandfather adopted him. He's from my grandmother's previous marriage.
Okay.
So there's always been some animosity. So for whatever dumb reason, and who knows, it could have been the change in the weather or whatever. And mind you, these people are not heavy drinkers. I've really not seen any of them drink at all.
Oh.
It's just like unfettered mental illness.
Okay, that is shocking. I will say, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, it's, once again, it's truly something to behold. But so my cousin decides that he wants to fist fight my grandfather.
Wait, how old is your cousin in this story?
He had to have been maybe in his early 20s at most.
A 20-year-old beating the shit out of grandpa. Wow.
Who was like a 50-something-year-old man or, you know, like at the time. Like he was, my grandfather wasn't, you know, like he was a carpenter. Like he was pretty muscular.
Oh my God. Wait, this is nuts.
So, like I said, I don't even know why. And honestly, there probably wasn't a good reason. He just decided, you know.
I was just going to say there probably wasn't even a reason.
No, no. Like I said, the wind changed and he was like, you know what?
Oh, that is nuts.
So it begins. And so my cousin starts like getting up in my grandfather's face and is like, you know, saying, I'm going to beat you up, you know, old man or whatever. Just doing the usual, like, 20-something straight dude shit, right? Like, trying to peacock. Luckily, people jump in to kind of intervene because they're like, whatever this crazy bullshit is. And my grandfather's not, like, taking the bait because he's like, he could lay this kid out. Like, it's not worth his time. But so in jumps my crazy aunt and then his dad.
Oh, God. And is your aunt his aunt?
So his dad, uncle, aunt is aunt. They're not, sadly, somehow not married. They're in my freaking family. Who knows? But no, they're brother and sister.
Okay, got it.
So my aunt always feels the need to like inject herself like wherever she doesn't need to be. She will just, you know, she just loves to get in there and instigate. So she, of course, joins the fray and starts cursing out my cousin, trying to defend, you know, her dad. And they're cursing, they're freaking out. And then, of course, my uncle, like, comes in and he starts. You know, they're all screaming, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to do whatever. And they're just, the thing is, like, they used to fist fight as kids, but, like, as adults, they are more about like puffing up their chest.
Yeah, it's more about just like the fanfare and not about the action.
Yeah, it's more about just like trying to get attention and stir up as much shit as possible.
Gotcha.
Which I'm sure all the bystanders are like, why? Like, why?
It's always why.
I mean, they're mentally ill in other ways, but they're just like, we don't fist fight each other at a family reunion. We're better than that. But anyways, so...
So your aunt, your cousin, and your uncle are all fighting in a triangle. That's how I have it pictured in my mind. It's like that Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go get my gun, and I'm going to come back here. Which, okay.
Is that a frequent thing, like, at a reunion for y'all?
My uncle... Okay, he's threatened to kill us with a firearm like so many times at this point that it's not like he might mean it, but most of the time it's like, no, he's probably not. Like, oh, my right. First summer job between...
No, I got the picture. I fear that I'm about to become a witness or something.
No,
so like,
no,
yeah,
no.
Okay, got it. This is a common occurrence.
Yeah, so one time, like, I was working a summer job in my hometown, like between college, you know, like that first summer in college. And my mom calls me and is like, by the way, Uncle, let's call him Kevin. That's not his name. Uncle Kevin is once again threatened all of our lives collectively for some perceived flight. And so she's like, if you see him, maybe hit the deck. This is what I'm accustomed to.
Okay. Got it. So he goes to get the gun.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go get my gun and I'm going to come back. And so my aunt, not seeing death when it's like 2 inches in front of her face ever, decides that this is not acceptable and tries to stop my uncle. So they're screaming. He gets in the car and then she basically throws herself on the hood of the car, like trying to be like, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this with me. You know, basically kind of like trying to play chicken with this dude. So they're fighting and they're screaming, and then he lurches forward, and luckily she is able to pull herself back at like just the right thing, but she completely wrenches her back. Like she had a fucked up back for the rest of her life from that. And yeah, so he drove off, unsurprisingly, did not come back.
Okay, well, that's a plus.
Yeah, and so this was just like another Saturday in the late 90s.
Wow, holy shit. Your family lore is kind of nuts. Kind of frightening, kind of funny, kind of has something in it for the whole family.
Yeah, the next weekend we all went to my grandma's house like nothing had ever happened.
And honey, that's family.
Indeed.
Wow, yeah, holy shit.
I have lots of fun stories.
Thank you so much for telling one of them on today's episode. Oh my God.
It's truly a privilege to share my trauma with all of you.
Oh. You say in the most deadpan, it's truly an honor to share my trauma with you all.
Look, I've done a lot of therapy.
And you know what? And that's for the best, Diva. That is for the best. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Wow.
You too. Have a beverage for me. I'm waiting till the great orange dies to start drinking again.
Oh my God. Wow, you are braver than most. God bless and Godspeed. I'll talk to you later.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh my God. I have never seen the Dukes of Hazzard, but I feel like I just did. What the fuck? Why do I feel like she is related to the family that did Jackass? Like, I'm speechless, which is perfect because we've reached the end of the episode. Oh my God. If you guys are watching today's episode on our YouTube channel, be sure to comment down below, Insane Family Lore. Or if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People, you can fill out the form in the description of this episode or every other episode, and you just might be on a future episode. Now, if you could give this 5 stars and a nice review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, it helps us out a ton. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People. Get your tickets for Chris vs. the People live. And if I don't see you on the after show on patreon.com/ChrisClemens, I will see you next Tuesday.